back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
And welcome back, as always, Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Pete Boltz, and Bo Widd. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. 8:34, we welcome in Sean Jacobs joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service in North Platte. Sean, good to have you back on the program with us here on a Monday morning.
Oh, it's great to be here. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Now, Sean, looking at the forecast this morning, a cool 40 degrees, and I think cool has kind of been the story, the headline here the past few days, as we've had cool conditions here for the past several days.
Yeah, you know, it really has been. We had a cold front that came through, and it was an kind of anomalously strong cold front that brought temperatures down some highs, 10 to 20 degrees below normal, and then the overnight lows. Thankfully, the overnight lows could have been much colder. We could have seen some damaging frost around here, but we had some clouds that remained over the area. Mm-hmm. The weak system moved out of the Rockies, so that kind of helped insulate the lower atmosphere a bit and didn't allow us to get as cold as what we could have gotten. But still, you know, when you're waking up in temperatures in the 30s in May, that's pretty chilly.
Yeah.
I'm especially paying attention to temperatures this time of year because, you know, I've been starting my seeds.
Sure.
And I want to get them in the ground, you know, so I can have tomatoes by July 4th. But I'm going to hold off still for a couple weeks.
I was going to comment, Sean, that all gardeners thank you for not getting the frost in here.
Definitely. And I'm thanking my colleagues. Whatever they did, they might have put out some big fans or put on an extra, layer of clouds. But, yeah, I really appreciate that.
Whatever it was, it worked. That's all that matters, right?
That's right. You know, I will tell you, though, after we get past midweek, temperatures are below normal through midweek. Once we get Thursday and Friday, we start to see those temperatures return closer to normal. In fact, this weekend doesn't look too bad. Well, at least Saturday, Friday highs in the 70s, and Saturday and even Sunday highs in the mid to upper 70s. So that will definitely be welcome. I do have to say, though, we can't rule out showers, basically, or even thunderstorms later week, but showers now through midweek and then again late in the week, we could see some showers and thunderstorms returning. So, you know, we'll take the moisture, but if you have late graduation parties or something, you're thinking outdoors, you might get a little rain on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's really not a point in the near future where we can't rule out a little bit of precipitation.
Yeah, and I think the good news, or it depends on how you look at it, but it's not going to be a washout. You know, this time of year when
sure.
we think storms, you know, we can think, you know, we can see storms that will drop an inch or two of rain and just make things miserable for people outside. These are going to be more light, spotty showers. So even though that the coverage area will be pretty high, I don't anticipate very, very heavy amounts, at least here in North Platte. Generally, most locations will just, you know, get a light, showery rainfall.
Okay. Not too bad.
The garden would like that, too, yeah.
Definitely would like it. And I know it's kind of funny. My daughter, she likes to go out and pick up the worms after, an overnight rain. Because she picks them up for me, but, you know, just so that we can go fishing.
Followed by fishing, yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's great.
You're raising her well.
I hope so. But it's good warm weather, and we can appreciate that. It's good warm weather.
Okay. Yeah. And is this a little seasonally uncool, Sean? Is this a little late in the year to be having temperatures this cool where folks are thinking about maybe cranking that thermostat back up the other direction?
You know, it is. Our average high temperature this time of year is in the lower 70s here in North Platte. And, you know, we're today, I think we have a high forecast of 54, so, you know, we're 15 to 20 degrees below normal.
Oh, my.
And, you know, really, weather kind of has a way. Weather is a way to kind of average out the Earth's, you know, the Earth's temperature. So I always say, you know, when you see these cooler temperatures, we know we're going to pay for it eventually.
Sure.
And if that manifests as warm or hot temperatures in June, you know, certainly that's the case. But we do look at least unsettled and cool, the overall pattern, for some while. And even looking into, you know, as we start to get into later May here, You know, it does look at least fairly cool, you know, if you were to average it all out toward the end of the month. You know, so I just really pay attention. For those who are gardeners, you know, pay attention. You don't want to get caught, you know, planting too early and then a freeze comes in and unfortunately, you know, wipes out all your hard work. I was just going to check real quick our 8 to 14 day forecast map, and it does show at least toward the end of the month at least some warming conditions, so that's good.
With respect to gardeners and the lower temperatures, off the top of your head, do you know the last historical frost-free day for this area? I think you mentioned that a couple weeks back.
Yeah, you know, I, off the top of my head, I don't remember, but I can tell you this, that we have had temperatures near 32 degrees in early June here in North Platte.
Okay.
Now, that is a very rare event. That if you look at it, I mean, that's like you're getting on the, you know, I would say we're getting down into like a 100-year event once we get into June. Typically, our last frost occurs actually today, the 10th. We're at that 50-50 mark right now, that there's a 50% chance that we would see a frost after May the 10th here.
Okay.
So it's still early, but, you know, once you get into early June, I think it's like a 99% chance that you would not see a frost after like June 1st. And those aren't hard and true numbers. I don't have them off the top of my head, like our climate expert in the office does, but it is a very, very rare event.
Again, we're blessed to have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office here in North Platte. Cool temperatures this week with chances of precipitation here throughout the week. Anything else you want to add this wonderful Monday, Sean?
You know, something very interesting. If we're looking at the nation as a whole, at least the contiguous 48, and, you know, I better knock on some wood here, but really, this has been a very, very quiet, severe weather year.
Now you've done it.
I have. We've had some tornado outbreaks in the southeast, and there's been even here in Nebraska, we've seen a tornado or two, a landspout tornado, I know, in south central Nebraska. But it's been relatively quiet, and it's kind of interesting. So thankfully, that's the case. You know, we don't need the severe weather. But I say this almost every week that we're on. Any time of the year, severe weather season here in Nebraska, and
absolutely,
we just need to really, it's coming, folks. And, you know, we will have tornado warnings here, and we will have severe thunderstorm warnings. So just make sure that you're prepared and you have that plan in place so that when severe weather strikes, you know, you can protect you, yourself, and your family. So, and that also involves with camping. You know, we're going to be doing a lot of camping, my family and I, this summer, just really pay attention to the forecast. If you're aware of what to expect that day, you're already one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So just really, you know, plan and be prepared.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to talk to you, sir, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, if not sooner.
I really appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Monday, and again, if not sooner.
Thank you, Sean.
Sir.
All right, goodbye.
Bye now. Always a blessing to have Sean joining us, serving as the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. The local conversation continues next on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM for Mugs in the Morning.